We're going to hear now about the challenges of caring for a loved one with Alzheimer's. Nationwide, more than 5 million people struggle with the disease, and most are cared for at home. The nation's largest provider of non-medical home care for seniors is now offering family caregivers training in dealing with Alzheimer's. Home Instead, as the company's called, makes the workshops available to anyone for free, whether they're clients or not. NPR's Ina Jaffe attended a workshop in Los Angeles.
It's the middle of the day in the middle of the week, and half a dozen people are gathered in a nondescript meeting room. The need that brought them here can be as serious as it is undefined. Tina Stevenson says she's here.
Because I need help. Bottom line.
She's been with her partner, Gino, for 34 years. They live in a one-room apartment, and she says that certain ordinary things, like standing in front of the sink, just freak him out.
I mean, it's so weird. He just all of a sudden resists me and pulls the other way. So I'm looking for some help with that.
All right, let's get started. Everyone get some food and something to drink.
That's John Moser. He owns the Home Instead franchise in L.A., and he's leading the workshop. He got into the home care business after spending years as an elder abuse lawyer.
I dealt with a lot of nursing homes and skilled nursing facilities. And I always thought at that time that, is this really what is the only option for seniors?
Which led him to Home Instead. He explained that its employees help older adults with meals, grooming, transportation.
And family members would be so surprised that our caregivers were able to get mom or dad to do certain things. So they would call the Home Instead offices and want to know more about this training.
The training was developed by Home Instead, but it's based on ideas accepted by many Alzheimer's experts, like using long-term memories and recognizing what triggers anxiety. The company spent about $3 million over the past 3 years making it available to family caregivers. Home Instead says it wants to be a community resource and maybe even get more clients. The first thing that Moser tells the group is that when it comes to caring for Alzheimer's patients, knowledge is power.
Know 100 things about the person you're providing care to. Take those 100 things and get them in the book.
The workbook is called Capturing Life's Journey.
Even though short-term memory goes, a lot of people with dementia, they retain those long-term memories.
And those long-term memories and lifelong activities can be rekindled and used to give a person with Alzheimer's a better quality of life, or distract them from behaviors that could cause them physical or emotional harm. For example, Moser talks about an artist who just stopped painting when the disease took hold.
So we ended up getting some canvases for the caregiver, and she just started painting. And this happened for, you know, a few days, I think for about a week, and then all of a sudden he stopped by her. And that was for a couple more days, and then all of a sudden he's grabbing the paintbrush out of her hand. And now, I can't even tell you, he's got a wall of paintings that he has painted since he's got this disease.
Arguing or reasoning or just saying no, that generally doesn't work, as Anton Vogt is finding out in caring for his friend Erica.
If I put some money somewhere and she moves it around, she can find it and she thinks somebody stole it.
Moser says sometimes, especially if the person you're caring for has lost their short-term memory, deception is okay. It worked with another client of his who also liked to have money around.
And she had access to money, so she'd sometimes have hundreds and hundreds of dollars on her. And of course, you know, get lost, and you know, she'd start making false accusations. So we ended up just giving her a bunch of singles, you know, and then eventually really Monopoly money when she really couldn't tell the difference.
But telling her she couldn't have money, that would have only upset her. Moser says you'll never be able to drag a person with Alzheimer's into the same world that you live in.
It's really all about them and providing them the comfort and security of whatever they perceive as their current reality. You be present in their reality.
It's a reality where many caregivers may find themselves in years to come. With the population aging, cases of Alzheimer's in the United States are expected to double by the year 2050. Ina Jaffe, NPR News.
This is NPR.